Yeah. Hi, everybody. All right. Welcome back to the show. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio on the seventh floor of the Trib Tower. How are you? We're here till 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5. Steve Cochran for your morning drive at 6. We've got Fly Jams Friday coming up. That's right. Viggity, Viggity, Vic and Esmeralda, the Heart Melda, Wiki, Wiki, Nikki, and, of course, the great DJ Shagru with costume and beret and heels with fish will be here. And we're accepting requests, 312-981-7200 for another Funky Friday. And it is Friday, which means we will do You Big Dummy with the dummy stories of the week. And Straight Out of Context and Nick D Show Spies all coming up for this Friday morning. Our phone number and text number is 312-981-7200. I want to quickly mention my next film club event, and I hope people can make it because it's a special one. I want to thank everybody for coming out to Dog Day afternoon just this past Tuesday. And our next event is October 3rd. It's the first Tuesday of October, October 3rd. And every October we show a scary movie or a horror movie. And as far as I'm concerned, we are showing the best horror movie ever made on October 3rd. And that's John Carpenter's original Halloween. So if you've never seen Halloween on the big screen, that is a spectacular way to see the movie, and just an absolute classic. I vividly remember seeing it. I was 13 years old, and it was the movie that basically changed my life. After I saw Halloween, I walked out of the theater and went to the movie poster that was on the, you know, outside of the theater, and I actively looked for the director's name. And the director's name was John Carpenter, and because it was the first movie that I ever realized what a director did. You know, I'd seen the credits for 13 years of my life, what a director directed this, and I never really knew what they did until I saw Halloween. And then I realized the impact that a filmmaker, that a director could have on an audience. And since then, Carpenter has become my favorite director, and it's one of my favorite movies. And after I saw Halloween, I knew that whatever I wanted to do as an adult professionally had to have something to do with movies, whether it be making them or whether it be writing about them or talking about them or being a critic or being a filmmaker. And, you know, so and it's not, and on just on the simplest of levels, it's a scary ass movie. It's a classic and it's scary. So we're showing Halloween. It's Tuesday, October 3rd, and it's at the AMC Rosemont 18, formerly Movie Co. It's $15 to get in. The parking is free. The popcorn is free. And you get to see this classic horror movie, this really intensely scary, beautiful horror movie on the big screen. And it's so scary. So Tuesday, October 3rd, meet at 7 on the second floor of the theater and have some dinner at Bogart's. And then at 8 o'clock, I'll introduce the movie and then we'll do a talk afterwards. And I know I'll have a lot to say about Halloween on Tuesday, October 3rd. So I hope you guys can make it. You can go to amctheaters.com. Tickets will be on sale soon. amctheaters.com. Again, it's Tuesday, October 3rd. John Carpenter's Halloween, digitally restored and remastered on the big screen. So hopefully you guys can make it. Esmeralda, have you ever seen? You've seen Halloween, right?
No, not the original.
No, but what? Which ones have you seen? Did you see Halloween 2, keeping your streak alive?
I saw the one. I've seen bits and pieces of the one. I think it might be in the second one, where I guess it's his sister, it's the little girl wearing the clown.
Oh,
outfit.
That's like the fourth one.
That one and the H2O.
And H2O. But you saw Halloween 3, Season of the Witch, because I lent it to you.
Oh, right.
Because, I mean, of course, that has nothing to do with Michael Myers.
Yeah.
But I still maintain that's a great movie. Yeah, you know, after Halloween 3, one of the reasons why Carpenter wanted to make Halloween 3 the way they made it, because he didn't want the series to continue.
Mm-hmm.
You know, after Halloween 2, which he was not happy about, because he didn't direct Halloween 2. A guy named Rick Rosenthal did. And he wasn't happy about it. And when they said, we want another Halloween movie, well, he was like, all right, here you go. I'll have my buddy Tommy Lee Wallace make this movie about a bunch of masks that and it will have this stupid jingle in it. And there's your Halloween movie. And people were incensed that Michael Myers wasn't in it. But Mustafa Akkad, who was the original investor for Halloween, the money man, owned the rights. So he rebooted it with part 4, the one you're talking about with the little girl. And they continued to make them. And Carpenter was like, all right, yeah, the series sucks now that I'm not part of it, but pay me a check because I created it. So he gets a check for every one of those movies. So, but the first one is just, it's really scary, Esmeralda. I don't know. It's really scary. I don't know if you'd be okay. Dan, you've seen Halloween, right?
Yeah, it's been a long time, but I have, yes.
Yeah. God, it's so good. Just so good. All right, well, there you go. Come on out October 3rd. See Halloween on the big screen on amctheaters.com. All right. Hey, here's the thing. I'm going to tell you by the numbers the activities Americans spend their money on. So every day Americans spend an average of $101, according to Gallup. The bulk of that money goes to housing, food, and transportation, but a surprising amount of it gets spent on snack treats like Funyuns. All right. $101 a day. Does that sound, that sounds, I guess, right? If you're averaging in what you eat, and I'm assuming, you know, taking whatever, a certain amount from your grocery bill a day, you know, like whatever you bought your groceries, that you're going to eat like $8, $12 a meal or something, or $6 a meal, average that all out. $101. That makes sense, right? If you average everything out, housing and food, I guess, right? Does that seem high to anybody, $101 a day?
I thought it seemed low.
Yeah. I guess maybe because you have two kids and a wife and a house.
Yeah, that's true.
That might be a little different. I live alone in an apartment. So my spending is way down. And since I quit drinking, because that was what I spent my money on. I mean, like an enormous amount of money on booze. That's one of the things about quitting drinking is, first of all, it's good that you know, an alcoholic quit drinking. That's good. But for the pocketbook, my God, man, I never realized how much money I blew on booze. It was ridiculous. You know? Esmeralda, I mean, you bartend, so you see the kind of money that people, you bartended, so you've seen the kind of money that people blow on money. I just didn't even realize. I was like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, you don't think about it.
No.
It's just gone.
I would,
and that's that.
I would go out, each time I would go out and drink, I would sit in the bar, go to Ricochet's or something, it would be at least $60 to $70. At least, each time I went out. Each time. And that was, you know, every day for a long period of time. And it was just, I mean, and so that's what I spent most of my money on. And so that was just a ridiculous amount of money. I mean, my God.
That's how I feel about people who smoke.
Oh, man.
I'm like, how do you afford that?
Yeah. And I will say this, and it's easy, you know, to talk about this because, the it's an addiction. Both of those things are an addiction. Like, you know, and I'm an alcoholic. So it was at the time, yeah, I was just doing it because that's what I did and that's what I needed. And I did smoke for a period of time. And I know for a lot of people, it's really, really hard to quit, you know. I'll tell you what, though, Dan, my inspiration for quitting smoking was when cigarettes went up to $5 a pack. That's when I said, I'm done with this. And I was only, I didn't smoke 4 or 5 packs a day. I didn't smoke after meals all the time. I smoke when I drank, unfortunately. I drank a lot. So that's the problem was, like, you know, I wasn't like a smoker. Oh, I'll get up in the morning, I'll smoke and all that stuff. It would be only when I was drinking. And unfortunately, I drank every day. So that was the problem. But no, it was the money that made me really stop. I mean, $5 a pack, I quit. Now it's what is it, $12 a pack? $11, $12 a pack?
Something like that.
That's crazy.
I mean, and I know people who will be like, all right, I'm driving to Indiana
to get the cigarettes.
Yeah. And then it's like, well,
it's gas.
Right. Time is money, and you know.
And listen, I'm sympathetic to anybody who tries to quit things that are addictive. Absolutely, it's not easy. And so I'm not passing judgment on anybody who's a smoker out there who's, you know, saying, hey, shut up, it's hard to quit. I know it's hard to quit. I know it's hard to quit things that are, you know, if you're addicted to something, it ain't easy. It's, in fact, it's really, really, really hard. There's nothing easy about quitting something that you're addicted to. Absolutely nothing. And I'm speaking from personal experience. I'm speaking from daily experience, quite frankly. So it ain't easy, but yeah, but I was, as soon as it hit $5, I'm like, no, I'm done. Not sure why in my infinite wisdom, I decided to quit caffeine on the same day. That's a whole nother issue. I wanted to make it more difficult. I was like, you know, it's going to be tough for me to stop smoking. So I may as well stop, drinking caffeine, of which I was drinking tons of coffee and a lot of Coke. Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola. So, all right. Esmeralda, what do you spend your money on?
Food.
Yeah.
It's really bad because we go out.
You mean like eating out?
Yeah, and that's why I was doing that whole 30 because I was trying to rein in my food spending because I would, and it's kind of gone back, which is not good, but it's a thing of like you're always going out, even if it's a coffee or you want a snack or you want this, or you want that. Or you forgot your dinner, so then you got to go get dinner.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it adds up.
See, that's that's another thing, Esmeralda, that has happened since I quit drinking. I don't go out to eat nearly as much as I used to because I don't go out very often. Like, my social activities all revolved around drinking. All of my social activities revolved around drinking. And so I would go out and eat with friends and then go to a bar afterwards or drink while we were eating. So that cut down on my, I order out more frequently than I don't go out very often at all. In fact, I spend most of my time in my apartment just hanging out. But I order out. I mean, I've got Lou Malnati's 900 feet from my front door. I mean, I just order it, walk across the street, pick it up and bring it home. I mean, that's that. I got Smoke is like right down the street. I got a lot of good. There are a lot, and you don't live very far from me, Esmeralda. You know that there are a lot of great places that deliver in our area.
Oh yeah.
So yeah, but I don't spend nearly as much money on eating, on take-in or delivery or any of that stuff. Yeah, Dan, do you spend a lot of money on that kind of stuff?
You know, Eileen handles the groceries and kind of the food aspect of things. So I'm kind of on the blind side of that. But it was funny. We were talking about our monthly budget because some friends of ours just bought a house and they were wondering what we spend, and between cable and internet and we've got Netflix and
phone
for
phones
and phones I think that's one that kind of, it might not be the most, but that's the one that kind of sticks out. And like I part of me is like, well, I should get rid of that, but I'm like, I use the TV. I mean, the TV is on in our house most of the time, just because I want to, see the Cubs game, or I want to see CNN or something's going on. And but yeah, that's the one that kind of sticks out the most.
I'm with you on that. For the biggest amount of money that I spend monthly, I mean, besides rent, obviously, is my phone and my cable. And I'm not going to get rid of any of that. And I'm including like Netflix and Amazon and all that stuff. But I'm not going to get rid of any of that stuff because I love to watch a lot of TV and stuff. So, all right, listen, we got a break here. And what do you guys spend your money on? 312-981-7200. I'm going to talk about what Americans spend their money on.